This afternoon on Modalities, we are looking at something that you may or may not have heard of. It's the realm of the medical intuitive. Trancher Riley is with me this afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Mary Lou.
That's an interesting name, Trancher. I haven't heard that one before. Where does that come from?
It comes from Holland. I was born in Holland and came out when I was only five.
And how long have you been on the coast?
In Mullaney. We've been here 18 years. We ended up creating a wildlife sanctuary out of a cow paddock and built a rammed earth house.
Oh.
And, that's where we live and that's where we have our clinic.
You do all kinds of things at the clinic. You are a naturopath. But it's this field of being a medical intuitive that's rather intriguing. Mm-hmm. So how does one become a medical intuitive?
Well, I think what actually happened many, many years ago was I did a course and tapped into the alpha level of consciousness, which a lot of people would call the super consciousness. And it intrigued me because it was back in the 1970s and I'd never ever been in touch with any of these things. And so I went down into these levels at this particular course and we were asked to identify certain situations with people that were overseas. And all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, I went into rapid eye movement and everything like this. And I was able to identify all the different things about this particular person that I had never ever met. And so it was a bit scary for me at the time because I was only in my 20s. And so I left it for quite some time. And then many years later, my husband and I, we were running workshops called Mind Vision, and we were down in Sydney, and we came back about 2 o'clock in the morning. And the next day I had clinic and I was doing just naturopathy at the time. And all of a sudden, I had this out-of-body experience, and I felt, oh, no, all this that I'm saying to these people is all coming from all these books and from Dr. Bernard Jensen that I'd actually studied with over in America and all of these type of things. And I felt like, where am I in all of this? So there was this really strong impulse that I had to close the clinic until such a time I could find where I was coming from. And so I actually prayed for the gift of healing. And it must have been 6 months later, I just chilled out at home and saw a few people, but not really got into it because it just surprised me so much that all this information was coming to me, but there was nothing of me.
Mm.
So 6 months later, I got a phone call from a girlfriend in Brisbane and said, look, you've got to come up to Brisbane. There's this guy I want you to meet, but there's also a workshop that Friday night. Well, I went to the workshop and there was nothing special about it. But the next morning, I met this old man and he was about 75. And before that, I had been doing 12 months of yoga. So I was already primed to be able to relax my mind and everything like that. And I was doing some meditation and so forth. And she said to me, she said, I'll introduce you to Bernard. Anyway, he was 75 at the time. And he said to me straight away, he said, you're a healer. He knew nothing about me. And I said, yes, that's right. And he said, I'm a teacher of healers. I'll show you how. Mm. Well, he had this amazing gift and he said, you're ready. And he had a girlfriend. He was quite classic. He was 75 and his girlfriend was 29. She was quite lovely, but he was just such a stunning-looking blue-eyed man. And I went, oh, okay. He said, look, I'll get my girlfriend and put her on the massage table because he was doing readings, he was doing automatic writing and also spiritual healing and everything in Brisbane. And he said, now, all you need to do is do this specific breath that he showed me how to breathe, put your hands over her, ask whatever you believe, whether it's nature or God or Buddha or Jesus, to flow through you, and put your hands over her and things will start happening. Well, I was so surprised. My hands just took off. I had no control. I could still speak. and everything, but my hands just completely, I think the American Indians call it the hand tremblers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard of that, but anyway, that was like, it's a well-known thing. My hands just took off and it went to pressure points and it went to different areas of the body where I could actually identify certain things, and I would ask in my mind certain things, and I would get like herbs that I had never even heard of or anything like that. And so that was the beginning of me being passionate about doing that. I also realized that I had never had a day's experience in acupuncture, and yet I could identify where these acupuncture points were for specific parts of the body and everything like that. So I got really intrigued with that, and I really do believe that the knowledge is already in us, whether it's in our DNA or some people call it the Akashic records. I don't believe it's me doing it. I believe it is wonderful energy, a spiritual energy that flows through me that actually does it. And so with that capability, I was able then also, when he showed me to do to use the same sort of techniques for automatic writing and so forth, I was able to go into a trance state, and people would only have to give me their name, their address and their date of birth, and all this information would flow. And so yes, that's basically how it all started.
Being a medical intuitive, do you actually have to be in the same room with someone, or can, well, if that's the only information you need, their name and their date of birth and where they live?
I have experienced wonderful results with people all over the world, and it is not, I suppose it's similar to the telephone line. I do believe that the mind is a very powerful thing, and people create their own healing. It's not about me or the energy that flows through me. All that energy does is actually stimulate their own healing process. And I do see that miracles happen when people are in a state of peace. Like, for me to be able to do what I do, I have to be what I call mindless. I have to be able to clear my mind, which I can through a specific breath technique, and I go into trance very easily, and it just flows through me. And if I have people at the other end who are receiving it, who are also open to the energy, things really flow.
If someone comes to you for an appointment, I know you do all the other things and mm-hmm. you are a naturopath, but if they come specifically to you or ring you up from wherever they are in the world for a medical intuitive session, how does that look? What does it sound like? What form does it take? And what do they come out with at the other end?
Okay. If it's for a diagnosis, all I need is specifically, say, their name, their address, and their age. And I will then zoom in on what's going on for them, and my hands will just take off and start writing specific things.
Okay.
So when I mean zoom in, I go into a trance state and tap in to their vibration. Now with the healing energy, the distant healing energy, it's very, very similar. I usually do ask for their symptoms, and then I zoom in on that and send them healing energy. And I've been getting fantastic results.
What kind of people come to you? What kind of problems are they presenting with? Are they usually physical problems?
Physical and emotional. And I think it's body, mind and spirit. A lot of people, the physical things, you know, anything from arthritis to cancer to Parkinson's, you name it, all sorts of different things. And then there are people who, like, depression and anxiety is a really big one at the moment. And so I have certainly been helping a lot of people with that.
With medical intuitives, are there many of you in the world, and do you know each other? Is there some kind of network?
Well, Edgar Cayce was a classic. Carolyn Miss is another one. Quite popular. There's a few in Brisbane that I do hear of from time to time. But I do believe it is a gift. I'm not saying that it's just a gift for certain people. I do think that certain people are more inclined towards healing, and they're more inclined to meditate. And when you meditate and have a connection with the divine, these gifts do come through. You know, it comes in different forms. I really do believe we all have this ability to be able to tap into our inner stillness. And that to me is, I believe we're all one. I really do believe we're all one. The only thing that separates us is our stuff. Whether or not we're worried or we're anxious about things or we're holding grudges or anything like that. Because I have seen in the past when we've done workshops and everything has become cleared in people, there is this oneness with everyone. It's almost telepathic. And I think all we need in life is peace.
That sounds like a good thing to have. Trencher Riley, thank you so much for joining us. Trencher is a medical intuitive.
Thank you very much, Mary Lou.